You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 966. Today's Devo is called Confidence or Trust.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. We are so glad to have you. My name is Lauren Alessi. You have met me before when we have spoken with Allison, and we just want to thank Allison again. I personally want to thank Allison again because this is my first time hosting the My Morning Devo podcast. So thank you, Allison, again for this opportunity. And I am joined here by my sister-in-law, but also soul sister and kindred spirit, Rochelle. Yes. Rochelle, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Hello, everybody. This is exciting, like Lauren said. As you continue listening to the podcast, you'll see our similarities. So it's really great that we're doing this together.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So Rochelle, what verse do you have for us today?
Yes, the theme of this week really is going to be about confidence, because it's something that I think we all kind of in different season of life go through and question. Mm-hmm. And so especially right now in this season of my life, that's something that I'm starting to relearn. And so the verse that I want to talk about is Hebrews 10:35-36. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what is promised. So I love this verse because it starts by saying, don't throw away your confidence. Mm. And as I was studying this a little deeper, I just went and looked up the definition of confidence because I realized I don't think I've ever looked that up. Like, what does confident means? Because when we see movies, when we see, or even how we feel, we think that confidence is feeling good about yourself. And it actually says that the definition of confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something and firm trust. Mm. So immediately the idea of confidence was completely taken away from me and how I felt. And then it made me just continue to think, okay, so if it's not about me and how I feel, it's really then about just having a firm trust on someone. And who's that someone? And immediately I was like, that someone for me needs to be God and everything that I do. This just showed me that whenever we are going through hard things, I might not feel great, but I can have the confidence, because confidence is having trust in God and relying on someone. And I know that I can trust him and I can rely on him because he's never going to fail me. And so that is something that really just helped me get through some of those hard days when I did not feel good about myself, when I did not know what I had to do and how to do it. I just realized I can't throw my confidence away, which is basically saying I'm not going to throw away my trust in God, because I know he can do this and he can help me. Even when I don't feel great about a situation or about myself, I know that he can help me. And that just gave me the feel to say, hey, I can do anything. I can have a good day and be confident about my good day because God gave me that day. I can go through a hard day because God will give me what I need and he will support me. And so it was great to see what confidence really meant.
Yeah. That's really awesome. And as you're explaining this, and it's called confidence or trust, I'm thinking like, wow, confidence and trust, they kind of both are at the same time are feelings, but also actions.
Yeah.
Like rarely do you see that. Usually feelings are just feelings or actions are just actions. Whereas confidence can kind of play into both. And so can trust.
Yeah.
Trust is something that it's a feeling that we have, but it's also an action that we can put into action. And it's the same thing with confidence. We can feel confident, but we can also put confidence into action.
Yeah.
So I love that you use that verse. And wherever you're listening, wherever you're at right now, don't just lean on confidence or trust as a feeling, but put that into action.
Yeah.
And put your confidence and your trust in God, and don't just, you know, have that feeling, but put it into action.
Yeah.
Because faith without works is dead, right?
Yep, that's right.
So Rochelle, thank you for that verse. Can you lead us into our prayer for today?
Let's do it. Dear Father God, thank you so much for this time together. And thank you for just showing us the importance of relying on you, Father, because our abilities and things that we do might fail us, but we know that you don't fail us. So right now, Father, I just pray that when we start to feel like we need more confidence, if we don't feel great, we just go back to saying, that just means I need to trust more in you. Mm. And just show us the areas when we need to trust you more. Therefore, we can walk confidently and not throw away the confidence that you have given us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.